sweet, handsome, darling, perfect, amazing baby. You're just in time. I'm almost done getting everything ready for our lovely night of bonding and conditioning. I got flowers to cover the bed with, candles to light the room with, and I'm almost done setting up the handcuffs. They're the kind that doesn't hurt, but they're just tight enough so that it's, like, pleasantly unpleasant. I know it's perfect, my love. I did it all just for you. My lover deserves nothing but the best from the woman who loves him so much. Now be a good boy and help me attach these to the headboard. Okay? Oh yes, these are the ones I tried using on you last week. And I would have put you in them while I confessed my love for you too. If you hadn't tried cuffing me at the same time. I know, right? It was beautiful. Both of us, with love and lust in our eyes, seconds away from claiming one another, then confessing the love we'd craved for so long, and all the ways we've been preparing to give that love. I still don't fucking understand how we never realized that we were stalking each other. Yeah. I guess that just proved that we were a match made in heaven. Two yonderes, hopelessly, obsessively in love with one another. And now I'm really, really, really gonna make sure that we stay together forever. Ugh, it's gonna be so perfect. I love you too, baby. I am absolutely, positively gonna love spending the rest of my life with you. I'm gonna love having your babies. I'm gonna love being with you forever and ever. And never and ever. And I'm gonna love having you mind broken into loving me forever. What do you mean, what do I mean? You're the one who said that it'd be a good idea for whichever of us was more in love to completely control the other. I thought you were agreeing to be controlled by me. You love me more. Oh, my love. You're so fucking funny. As if you could ever love me as much as I love you. My love! Stop talking crazy, okay? I obviously love you more. I've been wanting you since the day I first met you. And I've been stalking you almost every day since then. Well, so what if you've been taking pictures of me every day for the past 6 weeks? I've been stalking you for longer. Yes, I know you masturbated in my bed while I was sleeping, but I masturbated with you outside your window while you were awake. So that shows that I wanted you more. Okay, but still, You know what? Fine. If you're so intent on thinking about all those silly little thoughts and making them come true in your head, there's a simple way to settle this. We'll fight for it. No, not an actual fight. You know I'd never hurt you for loving me. I mean, a sex fight. Sort of. We fuck and do whatever we can to make the other come. And whoever can hold their orgasm clearly loves the other more. And whoever does come first, well, they'll be the one who gets broken into serving the winner. Aw, come on, baby. What happened to all that confidence you had? I thought you loved me more than I loved you. If not, I'm happy to just put the cuffs on you now and fuck away all those stupid... hey, I didn't say we could start you home. No, you arrogant, crazy, slutty, sexy boy. Fuck, come over here. No, I'm not scared of losing, baby. I know I love you more, and I'm gonna prove it to you by making you come first. You know, when I said I was gonna mind break you before, a part of me almost felt sad about it. But now, I am gonna savor turning you into a docile, submissive little slut for me, who is never gonna forget that I love him the most. No, you do not love me more. So get these fucking pants off. Oh, look, my love. You're so hard for me already. Getting even harder just from me stroking you. Stroking you and all. All of your weak points. I know exactly how to make my lover come. Yes, I know I'm wet. Just because of how much you're moaning for me. How you're rubbing my sensitive clit. Maybe how good your fingers feel. Well, I might be rolling my hips on your fingers, but you're thrusting into my hand. You want this just as bad as I do. Yeah, you're so obsessed with the way that I touch you. The way that I feel against you. The way that I pleasure you. You're such a slut for my pleasure, aren't you? You need me to pleasure you. Fine, I guess I'm kind of a slut for you, too. If anything, I'm more needy for you. And that just shows how much I love you. I love you so fucking much, my love. Your taste, your scent, your feeling, your sounds, your look. I can never deny my love for you. But I don't have to deny it. I just need to resist it. Just for a little while. Until you come for me. And you are gonna come for me, aren't you? You won't? Really? Not even if I show you. These warm, soft breasts. I know you love so much. Look at them, baby. Look at my big, suckable nipples on your face. Here, have a taste of them. That's it. Suck on my nipples. At least stroke you with both my hands. If you come for me, I'll let you suck on them while I break you. And will I get you to free me? Don't worry about fingering me. Just get into my tits. Yeah, just let yourself go. Just let yourself be mine. Come on. I know you want it. I know you want it as badly as I do. Oh, fuck. Grabbing my other breasts. Will you put more fingers in me? Feels so good. Oh, god damn it. Why does everything you do that feel so goddamn good? Stop looking at me like that. I'm not gonna come first. You are. I'm not getting my broken. You are. You don't love me more. I love you more. It's what you need, my love. It's what we both need. I need to make. Need to make you obey me. Need to make you devoted to me. Need to make you completely, utterly devoted to my pleasure. Because I love you so much. Huh? No, why? Why would I want to be yours? Even if I would get to serve you all day and get praised by you every day, get to be used as your personal fuck toy every single shut up already. There, that's better. With your face underneath my legs. So I can really get a taste of how badly you want to be mine. Yes, of course I love how you taste too. I love the taste of your cock deep in my mouth. Your tongue does feel really good on my clit. But I can't come. Not yet. My love needs to come first. My love needs to know that my love for him is greater. I need to know that you know that I love you more. That you belong to me. No, shut up. Not this is where you don't get baby. You deserve to be mine. That's what's best for you. It's the only way I could show you just how much love I have for you. Why is it just fucking coming to me, Melvory? What my hips are quivering. I can just feel it break on your leg. You're not gonna last much longer. I need to suck you harder. I take you in my mouth. Squeeze your big balls. Tighter. Make sure I break you. No, I don't finger my ass like that. Bloody sexy bitch. This feels so fucking good. But I can feel you moaning so much on my pussy. I know you're right on the edge. And I'm gonna send you over. Whether you want it or not. But I'm not gonna come. You're the one who's gonna come. You're gonna submit. You're gonna break her. Yeah? You want to finish inside my pussy, baby? Okay. I can handle having the hot, throbbing, dripping cock inside me. At least until you fill me up. Go on. Give it to me. Yeah, I can take it. I can handle your love. I won't break for you. But you are gonna break. Me. Fuck, so big. Oh, you're so big inside me. Pulsing and twitching and leaking and busy again. No. Not gonna lose like this. Not to you. Come on, I know you love my legs around your hips. Locking you in place against my womb is gonna make you come so hard for me. Come on. Come already. Just give it a break for me. I will come until you do. Love you, baby. I love you too much. Listen, I'll let you be mine. I love you so much, baby. And I know you love me too, okay? You've proven that. But now, I need you to come. Just inside my pussy. Come for me. Let me fucking love you more already. No, no, I told you I love you more. You don't love me more. You can't. It's impossible for you to be more in love with me than I am you. That's why you're gonna break first. I love you more. Now I love you more. No. I love you more. I love you more. Yes, baby, yes. Yes, I can feel you bumping into me. Oh, bumping me full of your babies. Your devotion. Don't you dare stop. Give all your cum to me. It's mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're all fucking mine. Lost, honey bun. All that silly talk about how you loved me more. And you couldn't control yourself. I guess that means you're mine now. Speaking of which, get on your back for me. Perfect on you, don't you think, baby? No arguing, my love. You lost fair and square. And that means I get to use you however I please. And I get to have fun turning you into a thoughtless, obedient, submissive boy for me. But before I start writing you something, who loves who more, my love? Tell me. Who loves who the most? Say it. A little louder, my sweet, handsome, darling, perfect, amazing baby. Say. You love me more, my angelic, perfect, worshipful goddess of a woman. Say it. Say it. Oh, good boy. Oh, that's a very good boy for me. You're so good for me. Oh, it's okay, baby. You've done so good for me. So now I just want you to be a good boy. Relax. While I milk you until you're dry. Until you never think about escaping my overwhelming love for you. Yeah. That's it, baby. Just look up at me riding you. See the woman you belong to. Bouncing on you. Watch me using your, no, my cock. However, I want to feel me gripping your balls around you, rubbing your nipples as I play with you, clenching so hard around your sensitive sore cup. Doesn't it feel good, honey bun? Oh, look at you. Writhing in ecstasy. Squirming in the maturity. Crying out with how much you love my pleasure. God, I want to burn this side out of my fucking memory. That's right. Get overwhelmed by my love for you. Feel it wash over you like a flood, drowning you in an indescribable bliss, a mess of loving pleasure. Drown me, baby. Come on, breathe me in deep. Breathe me in so my love fills your lungs, your heart, every inch of your sexy body. The only one you need from now on. It's the only thing you're gonna need to survive. Sally and Mimi, my love, say you need to be loved by me, need to be fucked by me, need to belong to me. Say it, say it, say it. Oh, mine and mine and mine from now on. My slut. My good boy. So fucking good for me. You're gonna come again? I'm gonna come for the woman who owns you. Gonna give me more of your babies. As I love you. Because I love you so much. The way you tremble, breathe against my neck. The way you cock balls in rhythm with my pussy. So be good for me and come for me again. I know you're close. I know you're sensitive. I know you want to break for me. For me, break. Yes. Yes. It's okay. I forgot you. Keep going. Break and tell my love is all that's keeping you together. See how much better it is when you don't resist me. Until you break, until you're nothing but mine. Your eyes look like they don't have a single thought left in them. Except love. And who is all that love for, baby? Only me. And which of us loves the other more? It's always been me. I'm so glad you finally see things my way. Don't worry. I'm gonna take good care of you every day. Love you every day. Breed you every day. I should probably take these handcuffs off, you know? But I'm sure you'd be okay if I kept them on until I was satisfied, right? I thought so. So obedient and a trance for me, I love it. So when you come this last time, I want you to let out every last drop of your cum. I want to feel your balls drain into me, and all the babies you can give me. I know you're already so tired, but you're gonna come for me one last time, right? For your loving, affectionate, perfect goddess. I got you. Just one more time. Come with the woman who broke you. With the only woman who can satisfy you. No. Reading me, breaking for me. I'm so proud of you. I love you until you can't handle it anymore. And then I'll just start loving you even more. Now I feel that throb. Yes, I know you're. But right now, I think you need some sleep. So I'll just put my tits around your face. My arms around your head. So you can breathe on my lap as you sleep. Sleep for me. Go to sleep. Handcuffed. Cock-warmed. By your lover. You're gonna be sleeping like this from now on, my love. But I don't think that's a problem. Who knows? Maybe if you prove that you love me enough, I'll let you put the handcuffs on me sometimes. And then you can love on me however much you want. Or however much I allow you. Fortunately enough, we We have plenty of time for you to learn all about it. Sweet dreams, my sweet, handsome, perfect, amazing baby. Sweet dreams. Think about all the ways that I could possibly love you more.